The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armaes, MD, is patient Emma Best, last name Best, B-E-S-T, first name Emma, E-M-M-A. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardiCare Associates letterhead, file Streco space Best space E. Treadmill exercise stress test state of examination, 3-18-22, referring physician Maria Ramos, MD, performing physician Sharon Armaes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 85-year-old female with history of hypertension and CAD with a positive calcium score, particularly involving the LAG. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 70, parentheses, on no antihypertensive medication, close parentheses, baseline heart rate, 76 beats per minute, new paragraph. Patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon 1 minute and 30 seconds, into stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 144, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 170 over 90 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24480, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to attaining greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate with some fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6 to 6.5 mets. The patient had a mildly hypertensive blood pressure response to stress. And the period, the patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 130 over 90 and a heart rate of 82 at the end of the recovery period. There were a few isolated VPCs noted at peak upon cessation of exercise, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, colon, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Power sternal long axis, power sternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality for power sternal views and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6 to 6.5 mets, somewhat increased from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had mildly hypertensive blood pressure response to stress. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise. Findings may in part be related to some deconditioning for the workload for the stress workload. 5, there were a few isolated VPCs upon cessation of exercise. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. Normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.